Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Sean Carey with Save Our Schools and Paul Katha. He's vice president of the Young Democrats at UNR on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program for the first time, really, I believe.
That's correct.
Yes, Sean Carey, former city manager of the city of Sparks.
Yes.
And representing Save Our Schools today. But I do want to ask you a couple of growth-related questions, mm-hmm. if I may, to get going. First of all, your thoughts on the Marnell Group, Tony Marnell III, taking over at the former John Esquaga's Nugget.
I'm real excited. I think the Marnell Group has a great track record in Southern Nevada. They're good operators. They know what it takes to be successful in the world's market for the casino industry. They've chosen to come to Sparks, Nevada, and I think they're going to be a very competitive product and go with the great casinos we already have here. So good for them, good for Sparks, and great for Reno Tahoe.
When Tony Marnell was on the program, or Anthony Marnell, I should say, was on the program, he talked about how they had done their due diligence looking at properties across the country and decided that the Sparks Nugget was the best one.
Yes.
That's quite a compliment.
Yes, it's a fantastic building. John Esquaga and his family developed that from a coffee shop right on B Street, and they made it into a four-star hotel casino. And it is going to be a knock-your-socks-off attraction when the Marnells are done.
The Legends Project,
yes.
Which is a huge development anchored by Shields. It seems like it's coming along to where it should have been and would have been if it hadn't been for the recession.
The recession obviously hit retail very, very hard, but the Legends Group is still standing.
It's Red Development.
They're doing a great job positioning that property for the future. It's still got a lot of opportunities to add retail opportunities and make the center even better than you see today. But it is the home of the world's largest all-sports sporting goods store, and it's a must-see attraction if you're coming to Northern Nevada.
I asked Steve Shields on the program, why would you build the world's largest sporting goods store in Sparks, Nevada? And I was kind of being cheeky, I guess. And he said, why wouldn't you? He said, we're on I-80. Think of the traffic that goes by this place every day, plus that you can use all this equipment just walking outside the door. He said, you can go skiing at Lake Tahoe. You can go fishing at Pyramid Lake. I mean, he should have been on the convention authority.
Steve Shields is an amazing man, and he puts his projects where they produce great results for him and his family. We're proud to be the home of the Shields store in Sparks, Nevada, and it does just that. There's over 8 million vehicles using I-80 every year driving by that site. It's a destination when you come to the Reno Tahoe area to see the world's largest Ferris wheels, aquariums, shooting galleries. And the last time I checked, they had over 22,000 pairs of shoes for sale.
Well, that's not a bad thing. One of the things that gets knocked a lot is the star bonds that we use to build both the Legends Project and Cabela's. Yet it seems to me that the opposite argument to that is that there would be no tax money whatsoever if those projects hadn't been built. And Steve Shields said to me when he listed all these great things about coming to Sparks, I said, well, you've done it without the star bonds. And he said, no.
He would not have. A drawing and attraction like that, we're in competition with the world for those kinds of dollars. We're certainly believe that Cabela's and Shields have done the job that we intended them to do to give us a destination once you're in our market. And you'll get visitors from all over the world that will come to the Reno Tahoe area. And when they're here, one of the number one things they said we were lacking was shopping opportunities. And we've created a world-class shopping venue at the Legends in Sparks, which is often a destination for the folks who are visiting our area today.
And it's funny because some of the folks that come up here on a regular basis from Southern Nevada who are involved in the casino industry have toured the region but gotten as far as the Nugget in Sparks, mm-hmm. and not realized that you have this awesome marina and this giant shopping center.
Right.
Let me ask you this. What's going to be the effect of TRI on Sparks? Because it seems like Sparks is poised to get all the benefit of this.
Well, I think it's going to be a much larger regional impact than just for the city of Sparks. Sparks has planned its growth out to be a city of 120,000 people, currently right around 91,000 people. And we have planned for a multifamily, single family, all styles of living opportunities. And we have done a lot of positioning of our infrastructure. So I would say Sparks is going to throw the switch and be the first choice for a lot of the growth that's coming. But with 11,000 jobs at the Trick Center that are on the books today that are coming to our region and the opening of the USA Parkway, I believe this is going to be a renaissance for about a five-county area. Carson, Lyon, Washoe, as far as Fallon and Churchill County, because of just the opportunities for a new improved transportation network and great living opportunities that will reach all lifestyles. And that's truly what makes Nevada special is you can live in Lake Tahoe and work a trick, or you can live in the city of Sparks and be just minutes away.
You know, it's funny, in talking to Lance Gilman on the program, who's one of the heads of TRI, they're looking to buy more land because they're running out of land there.
Isn't that a great problem to have, right?
Well, when you consider it's the world's largest industrial.
That's true. That's true. And hats off to Lance Gilman and the folks in Story County. They have created a destination for the types of manufacturing that will lead us into the future. I'm excited if they can continue to expand their offerings and continue to grow this area, because I think that one thing that occurs with economic development is all boats rise together. Just like in a recession where it goes the wrong way and we all sink together, Trick is going to do an amazing job of spurring a lot of positives for our community.
All right, let's take a break. More with Sean Carey. We're going to talk about schools when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers' coverage of the United States Senate is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, and the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with the former Sparks City Manager, Sean Carey, who's representing Save Our Schools today. And, you know, there's an interesting situation, and that's a very positive way of saying this, going on with the school district in Washoe County. There's a desperate need for a bond issue to pass. And yet, the newspaper, the Reno Gazette Journal, has been running a tirade against the school board for a couple of years now on various issues. And now, everybody in the community is up in arms because they feel that the school board are just a bunch of fools, in the words of Howard Rosenberg, the school board member. And at the same time, we're trying to raise money. This is going to be an even tougher job now to try and raise this money for something that is desperately needed.
Well, fortunately, we have a democratic election cycle that's affecting America and even here in Washoe County. And we will have a new school board following the November election, save for two people that were elected in the last election. So you will have five out of seven trustees that can be new. And probably will be new. So it will be a fresh start for the top of the school district's administration. But I want to say that there are 8,000 employees that work for the school district. My neighbor gets up every day at 4 a.m. and goes and drives a school bus. I have another friend who lives two blocks away that's been a clinical aide at Reed High School, helping children through their health issues during the day. And the teachers get up every day with a goal of improving the lives of young people. And it's those 8,000 people who deserve our support in their efforts to provide an education for some 64,000 students. And Sam, we're going to grow. There's 11,000 students coming in just the next nine years to our county.
Right, but I'm just saying that there is a barrier, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you just said. And actually, I would put the kids as the number one thing that we need to be supporting. I mean, certainly. And I think that, you know, it's remarkable that we haven't seen more teachers leaving with the pressure that's been put on the school system. But, you know, they do a magnificent job, and we want to do our best to help the kids. But it's just, you've had all this negative publicity, and we know how hard it is to pass school bonds. I mean, we saw, you know, at both ends of the state, whenever a school bond comes up, you know, there's tremendous pushback from people to say, you know, do they really need the money? Why don't they cut waste and fraud? The superintendent makes too much money. I mean, the list goes on, and you can just pick whichever election cycle and bond cycle. Here's a question for you. May be surprising. I don't think the bond is big enough. I think that the target that you're shooting for does not cover the future growth that you're describing.
Well, Sam, it was intended to cover a 10-year period, and with the community effort that was built into SB 411 by the efforts of Debbie Smith, we were purposefully trying to get a hold of the past and put a foundation that would last into the future. So we've identified $781 million worth of new improvements, both to the repair of existing schools. In fact, every one of the 93 schools in the district will receive improvements based upon this project because they're that far behind. You'll also see 15 new schools be constructed, elementary schools, junior highs, and high schools, which are desperately needed. And I think the point is, is we're assuming that this sales tax will stay with the district and will be not sunsetted. So it will be a tool that they combine with their existing property tax and motor vehicle privilege tax revenues that they can use to handle the future. We're in an interesting time in that the recession of 2007 was particularly severe here in Washoe County. It desperately attacked the property tax revenue, which was the really only source that they have to build schools here in Washoe County, unlike any of the other counties in our state. And it has lost $600 million worth of revenue since the recession began in Washoe County in 2006. So we believe having placed this sales tax issue forward, we will in fact place a stability measure, a third leg of the stool, if you will, to keep our school construction needs. What we did not try to do was go beyond 10 years because we're coming out of such an unusual time of the recession and we're facing such an interesting challenge in growth that we felt we should take a step that addressed a 10-year problem. And then in the end, the committee agreed, let's let the sales tax be there for the future. So I think the future is going to be more stable with the passage of this measure. If it doesn't pass, it will be a desperate situation and one which I believe will greatly diminish the growth prospects of our region.
You know, I'm playing devil's advocate here. But sales tax is about the most regressive tax that you can have on the poor. But yet we're stuck with the property tax situation.
Our property tax is over the cap here in Washoe County. We're at $3.66. There's no room to raise that without a tax override. And I take a little bit of difference, having been a city manager, about your opinion on sales tax, because here in Nevada, in terms of the Western United States, as a tool, ours is not as regressive as the label that people often apply because of how it's applied. It does not apply to food unless you're in a restaurant. The greatest cost to a person is actually in when they buy clothes in those lower ends. Now, the problem with property tax is that it hits so many folks on a fixed income, and it's not a choice that we felt we should use for this purpose. In fact, sales tax, about 13.5% of it is paid by visitors, and another 25% is actually factually paid on business-to-business transactions. So we tried to find one which would have the least impact on those that have the least ability to pay in our community. And at this time and at this place, it was a far better choice than the larger, more ominous prospect of passing a property tax measure.
Well, that's where we have to leave it for now, but we will certainly have more of these discussions leading up to it. I hope you're successful because the kids certainly need it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you have more payday loans than you can afford to pay back? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, you may be eligible for a program that payday loan companies don't want you to know about. Let Payday Debt Relief help you out of the payday loan nightmare. Payday loan companies usually trap low-income consumers into paying rates as high as 700%. We understand that people can sometimes take on more than they can handle when it comes to payday loans. So if you have two or more payday loans, call Payday Debt Relief at 1-800-600-7977. That's 1-800-600-7977. It doesn't matter if you're behind, late on payments, or if your wages are being garnished. We accept everyone with payday loans into our program. We even have a solution for people with too many internet payday loans. And the payday loan nightmare by getting payday lenders out of your bank account today. Call Payday Debt Relief at 1-800-600-7977. That's 1-800-600-7977.
At Palace Jewelry and Loan and All American Jewelry and Loan, you'll always find stores full of treasures, but none so valued as our customers. For a combined 78 years, we've been locally owned, and we've always enjoyed serving the needs of our communities. We have great gift ideas, cash to loan on anything of value, and we pay top dollar for scrap gold. Palace Jewelry and Loan in downtown Reno across from the El Dorado, and All American Jewelry and Loan across from Kmart and Sparks.
We've always been one family. Now we're one operation at two convenient locations.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Paul Katha. He is Vice President of the Young Democrats at UNR. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Have you come out and said who you're going to be supporting on the Democratic side?
Oh, well, I have been very vocal. I've been involved with the grassroots movement for Bernie Sanders since July. I've been a supporter since... I was in Israel like a year or two ago, and I was telling my Democratic friends that he would run. So I've always liked Bernie. I mean, not that I dislike Hillary or anything like that, but no, everybody knows where I stand. I'm a delegate. I was a delegate to the county convention. I spoke for Bernie at the county convention. I'm a delegate to the state convention, and I hope to be a delegate to the national convention.
What is it about Bernie that appeals to you?
I would say I think there's some very serious issues in this country that, eventually pose a threat to democracy in this country.
For example?
Like income inequality, the number of people who have been disenfranchised as a result of the drug war. I think the NSA's mass data collection, because I think it's wrong. Like, it was wrong for Hoover to be able to blackmail every member of the government. I don't think the NSA wants to do that or anybody at the NSA is evil or anything like that. But I think it's wrong that in 10 years, because of how often and how for everything my generation uses the internet, they will have the ability to blackmail every politician and every member of the government because they've collected their browsing history. Although I don't think anybody's looking through it. I just think, it's good to avoid those sorts of things.
And this is not a new thing. I mean, I was just watching the movie Selma a couple of weeks ago, and the FBI and Martin Luther King, I mean, they had every abode was being taped. Every phone conversation was being taped. So this isn't a new thing. But I obviously don't disagree with you that it's getting worse. Income inequality, is it going to be solved by a $15 an hour minimum wage, or is there more to do?
So I think $15 helps, right? But it's not $15 tomorrow. It's phased in. Like, obviously, maybe $15 might not work for every business in Reno right now, today. But in the future, it will work.
In Reno, in Nevada, it will be $16 because we go a dollar above whatever the federal minimum wage is.
Yeah, so, I mean, that will work here eventually. I think there's a lot of other parts of it, like providing adequate education and making sure people don't go bankrupt from getting cancer by providing universal health care. So I think it's kind of a package deal. So the minimum wage is a part of that. But if it's just that, then no, I don't think that'll solve income inequality on its own.
When you look at the election process, does it concern you that with the superdelegates that Hillary Clinton is likely to take this nomination?
So Hillary Clinton is likely to take this nomination, but it's not because of the superdelegates. I mean, yes, that's a part of it. But so I'm not concerned about the vote of the superdelegates because ultimately the superdelegates are, for the most part, elected officials. They're all prominent members of the Democratic Party in their region, and they care about the Democratic Party, and they care about Democratic voters. And so if ultimately I believe that if a sufficient amount of their Democratic voters choose to vote for a candidate, be that Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, I think they will choose to support that candidate because they respect the will of their voters, and many of them want to get reelected. So I'm not particularly worried about the superdelegates. Is there some discussion and change maybe that can happen to that system? Of course, we can talk about it. Do I know the solution right now? No, but I don't think that superdelegates will steal the election the nomination for Hillary Clinton.
Do you think she will be the eventual nominee?
I think it's at this point, it's most certainly likely. I don't think it's certain, but it's... her being the nominee is less likely now than it was a year ago, when Bernie Sanders hadn't announced, or even when he had first announced. It's still less likely that she will be the nominee now than it was then. So he's made some gains.
Will you support her if she becomes the nominee?
Without a doubt, immediately, yes.
Do you think that Bernie Sanders has a lot of work to do because the fight has gotten so ugly in the last couple of months to bring the Democratic Party together, or do you think that a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters are just going to stay home?
So I think that that is a possibility, the supporters staying home. So yes, I do think that Bernie Sanders has a duty, you know, if he does not win, to help bring the party back together, because the people on the other side are way worse. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump they scare the crap out of me. Yes, he has that duty, and I think ultimately he will do it, because a lot of Bernie supporters, I think he will be affected, because a lot of Bernie supporters are extremely passionate about Bernie Sanders, and when he sits down and tells them, which I believe he will, hey, you know, if he loses the nomination, of course, because, you know, this is all a little bit early, just a little bit, though. I think he'll sit down and he'll tell his supporters what's going on. Hey, here's what happens if we don't vote for Hillary Clinton. The Republicans get the Supreme Court. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, whichever one, I don't think it really matters which one, gets to, you know, destroy the Middle East, kill their families, I believe what Donald Trump said about the terrorists, or ISIS in particular. So either way, the other side is so much worse that I think he will articulate that. And I think his supporters, even though they might be mad right now, will realize a lot of the same kind of stuff happened with Hillary supporters and Barack Obama. And you know what? A lot of those people ended up voting for Obama, even though they said they never would. And Obama ended up winning twice. So I think a kind of similar situation will happen here.
And that's where we have to leave it. Will you come back?
Yeah, most definitely.
We would appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the United States Senate is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, and the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association.
It's the Reno Ram Sale this Thursday through Sunday at the Outlets at Legends, right outside of Shields. With cars starting under $3,000, new Ram trucks for only $26,000, new Dodge Darts for only $16,000. This Thursday through Sunday at Shields, it's the Reno Ram Sale. With great savings and discounts like 1-year warranty on all pre-owned vehicles, authorized lenders on site, 0% interest on select models. You can even win a big screen TV. The Reno Ram Sale this Thursday through Sunday at the Outlets at Legend in the Shields parking lot. Don't miss it. On approved credit, visit Reno Dodge for details.
I'm flush with 200 channels and free HD. Free prime time on demand lets me binge incessantly. And I like to take my entertainment everywhere I go. Into the bedroom, to the backyard, to the kitchen floor. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. It's life without limits, y'all, every day. I got the internet, voice, TV. For $29.99 a month, you'll see. Just call 1-844-644-2999. At 60 megs, I got all the web I can handle. I write a blog about scented candles. No data cache, run my devices at the max speed. Now my cat is blowing up my social feed. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. You know they got me covered in every way. I got the internet, voice, and TV. For $29.99 a month, you'll see. Just call 1-844-644-2999. Yeah, I don't like to talk a little. I like to talk a lot. Unlimited calling to everyone around the clock. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. No hidden fees, no contracts. Call today. 1-844-644-2999.
You wouldn't go to Carson City Florist for a cup of flour.
Can I have some flour?
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For the freshest flowers, see Carson City Florist. And for all your rare coin and gold needs, see Northern Nevada Coin.
How'd your biscuits turn out?
Thanks to you. Now we have a bun in the oven.
On our next broadcast, the Deputy Police Chief of Reno, Mac Benson, will join us to talk about the heroin epidemic. We'll see you then.